You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've got a story to tell. My wife teaches piano lessons and I came home. I try to stay out of the house while she's doing her lessons because I can only take so much of Twinkle Twinkle, and the big one is the song Honey Bee. I can only take so much of that, so I usually depart with my laptop and go work somewhere. I got back about 10 minutes early the other day, and she was wrapping up, but I was on a phone call anyway, so I stood in the garage, and all I heard after the faint sounds of the piano from the other side of the house coming wafting through and through the wall, I heard the unmistakable sound of a small child who looks like they turned out to be maybe 3 or 4. Small child screaming, shrieking at the top of his lungs, shrieking. And I could hear the boom, 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 boom of feet running while this kid is shrieking in the house. And it lasted for at least 30 seconds. And finally, I finished my call. And I walked inside, and there's my stepdaughter with her eyes kind of wide. And I'm laughing. I'm like, what the hell was that? And then she told me what it was, Jeremy. She said, that kid, and I saw some kid go, running by. She goes, that kid, who's apparently the younger sibling of the kid who was getting the piano lesson, was chasing after and terrorizing Niles the weirdo, our cat.
Oh.
And she said, Niles was so freaked out. She picked him up and she could feel his little heart just racing. And he's got some 3-year-old who's chasing after him, shrieking, trying to kill him. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can run around my house. You can yell. You can do all that. But you start trying to harm Niles the weirdo?
No, thank you. No, thank you. Where's the parent during this time?
That's the question I ask all the time.
Where's mom and dad?
And I don't even know if mom and dad were there. I think it was their nanny that brought them to their
Where's
piano.
Where's nanny at?
The piano lesson. They don't do anything.
Was she a no
sometimes.
Thank you nanny? No thank you. No thank you.
I think so. The thing is, they were leaving. And by the time I got in from my phone call, I'm just hearing the story and they're running out the door. And I had this conversation with Gretchen. I said, how do you handle other people's kids misbehaving? And it launched into this whole discussion about where's the line. And I wanted to ask you, Jeremy, and I want to ask listeners, how far can you go when someone else's child is acting up like that?
It's different with your guys' situation because, this is like a job and they're paying you to have the kids at the house. And I feel it's maybe somehow slightly different than just like the neighbor kids running through, so you've got to be a little more tactful. But we've got like 13 kids in our block, so the house is constantly a revolving door at our place. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it's a bunch of little girls playing with my daughter. And I will tell you, we have no problem to just saying, be quiet, stop running. Honestly, the biggest thing that Knick Knack gets onto the girls about is they all come over and use the restroom, and you hear them flush and immediately open the door and come out. And she is very much a whoa, 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 turn back around and get in there.
Get back in there and
wash your hands before you come back out here. And I guess we don't really have a problem with it. But with that being said, there is this, there's been a conversation on the street amongst the parents and mostly amongst the moms that if a kid is misbehaving at their house, then it's our kid. We give full permission to yell at them, tell them to knock it off, discipline them, whatever you need to do, send them home. So we've kind of come up with that agreement in the neighborhood. If something's going down that's not good at the house, you have our permission. It takes a village, Dom. It's taking a village. So yell at them.
See, the thing, what I imagine is if this kid is like 3 or 4 year old is running after my cat trying to kill him, I'm going to grab the kid. I'm not saying I'm going to hurt the child, but I am going to physically interrupt them from chasing after the cat. And then it's the whole thing, does the parent then come and say, you laid a hand on my child?
Yeah, I don't know if you can grab him. You can jump in front of him. Can't you just jump in front of him? I mean, you're big enough. Whoa, you jump in front of him or trip him.
Like Kim wrote in, she goes, what you do is you glare. Oh, yeah, that would have done a lot of good.
No, thank you.
I'll just stand there and glare at the 4-year-old.
Honestly, what you need at your house for these piano kids is just a bottle filled with water that you can spray them. Like if a cat is doing something wrong, you just spray him right in the face with the bottle. That'll get their attention.
I'll tell you what I want is like a cattle prod thing, you know, but I guess I'm not allowed to
start with the water. Yeah, start with the water.
So we're going to open this up. We're going to ask you, I mean, how do you handle other people's kids who misbehave? Now, in Jeremy's neighborhood, they've got the agreement. Well, it's probably not all parents, but some who have said, look, if my kid's acting up, you can. But then it's the vague. You said you can discipline them, but that's vague.
Well, I mean, you're not going to spank them. You're not going to take my kids and beat them
in any
way.
Yeah, but so what will you do to
discipline? But you can discipline by yelling, hey, knock it off, or hey, go home. I mean, you can verbally.
Is that disciplining?
You can verbally discipline. Oh, God, an adult raising their voice to a kid? That's terrifying. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I swear to God, if this kid had hurt Niles, I may not have been responsible for my actions. Because now you're dealing with my child. Right?
Right.
Hey, we got people listening. Okay, people who are like judging me right now. It's your sweet little puppy that you love so much, and some random child that you don't know come and breaks your puppy's leg. Are you going to, quote, glare at them? I don't buy that for a second.
Probably not. And the cat, though. The cat can escape, though, right? The cat was fine.
Listen, if Niles had turned around and scratched that kid, you know, then I would have actually been cheering him on. Liz, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning. Okay.
So what do you say about all of this?
So I'm normally one of those silent judging moms that just, you know, looks at the kids misbehaving and just silently judges and glares.
Awesome.
Yeah.
However, I have a line. If it involves my children, my pets, I give the parents a chance, and if they do not correct the behavior, I will do it for them.
How?
Good for you.
How do you correct the behavior?
But what do you do?
Well, so there was a situation that I was in actually at a McDonald's years ago with my eldest son when he was young. And he was in the play place, and this kid who was slightly larger than him grabbed him and was holding him in a bear hug that he would not let go of him in. And my kid started screaming and crying. He was terrified because he kept asking this kid to let him go, and the kid wouldn't let him go.
So super mom to the rescue. So you dived into the play area and you tackled this kid,
Did you give that kid a bear hug?
I felt like it, but I looked at the mom, and the mom was just sitting there smiling at him like, oh, use your nice hands. You know, gentle parenting 101.
Thank you. Nice hands.
And so I calmly walked over there, and I said, you need to let go of him. And he said, but I need his loving touches or something weird.
Oh, my God.
This is getting
and
creepy.
I said, listen, he's asked you to let go of him, so you either need to let go of him or I will come in there and have you let go of him.
So did he let go?
So we got to wrap this up, Liz. We got to take other calls. So, all right.
He did.
So you were super mom. Good for you.
But the mom got mad.
Yeah, you know what. Liz, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. We all have thoughts about those parents, don't we?
They're just oblivious.
I think we do. Blair, what do you got? What do you do?
Hey! I work in retail, so I see a lot of naughty children, and I do holiday help at St. Nick's. And there are children that run around that store and play hide-and-go-seek in the trees and knock ornaments down.
You know what, Blair? We take our kids there every year to pick out their ornament for Christmas, and every year we have the talk while we're in there. We point out to those kids and say, don't be like them. Because they touch everything in that store.
Telling them. Yeah. Knocked over a Christmas tree one year playing hide and go seek, so I tell them, go find your parents.
Yeah.
I have no
Blair, thank
That's
you.
A lot
for
of breakables
call.
In that store.
Thank you very much. Here's Miles. Miles, what do you do in this situation?
Well, you know, when it comes to just being rambunctious, it's one thing, but hurting an animal, yeah, you can't stand for that. That's not okay.
How would you handle it then?
Yeah, but what do you do?
Honestly, as horrible as to say, a little spank, man. That's what my dad used to do to me in public.
You can't spank. So
fast.
If the neighbor kids are over, you can't spank the neighbor kids.
I know you can't. But that's what I would do if I was in that situation, just because that's a horrible thing to say. That's how I grew up, though.
Well, a lot of us.
That's how I grew up.
Yeah, a lot of us are. But
Miles, thank you for the call.
You can't.
But see, that's the situation we're put in, right? A little paddle on the rear end, right?
Yeah.
It seems like the answer to a lot of people, and yet here come the lawsuits. Right?
Yeah, you can't get away with hitting somebody else's kid. I mean, I would be pissed about that too. I think honestly,
here's Rain on the phone. Rain, what are you gonna do?
I've always been the person to just yell at any random kids if they're being naughty. I've always been the one to be invited to like parties. They're like, oh, let's invite Ray because she'll be quick to yell at the kids. And
you sound so sweet, though. I find that hard to believe. You're very sweet.
Let me hear your yelling voice right now. Yell at Dom and Jeremy. What would you sound like?
Come on.
I need you to knock it off.
Ooh, you got me.
It's not bad. You had a little bit of an edge there. That's pretty good. Rain, thank you.
I love how she started the call that she says, I'd like to yell at random kids. She's just driving down the road. And knock it off!
You know, you got to worry about the ones like Rain who are, you know, they sound mild-mannered, and then, you know, well, you pull their string and
watch out.
Eyes kind of pop out of the socket a little bit. Here comes Abby. Good morning, Abby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I'm sorry about your kitty. I would definitely have it as a teaching lesson, like pick up the cat and, you know, tell the kid that's not okay. And this is how we are kind to animals, and maybe make it your goal each week. You know, but yeah, no, I've done that. I've yelled at kids from across the pond. If they're throwing rocks at ducks, I scream at them. I'm like, go home. Where are your parents?
Put the rocks like, down.
Yes, it's not okay. No, I'm sorry about your cat, but yeah, you got to say something to that kid because the nanny's not doing anything.
The nanny was worthless, but I've got this mental image of you standing on one side of a pond yelling at kids on the other side. It's funny.
You got to do it.
So glad you called. Abby, go have a terrific day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Why didn't you pick up the cat and, like, make it a learning lesson?
Okay, now, first of all, I wasn't in the house, remember? I heard it from out in the garage.
Find the cat and bring it over.
No,
and say,
but
this
what I'm
is
saying is by
it.
The time I got inside later, they were all leaving, and I'm asking Zoe what the hell was that, and she's describing it. Plus, you know what? Trying to catch the cat in that situation, this kid had him cornered, I guess, for one moment, and Niles squeaked past.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well,
listen, I know there's the whole thing about old school and old fashioned and all of that, but this is going to be a teaching moment.
It's a teaching moment.
I'm sorry.
Next time he's there, bring the cat over and say, this is how we treat the cat and make him pet
I don't know
him.
If I'm in the minority on this chair or if I'm just part of the silent majority. Because I swear, I think the silent majority of people would want to grab that kid and give him a little paddle on his rear end. Not hurt him.
Do that next
paddle.
Time.
Boom.
Just out of nowhere, just do that.
I'm saying that I think most people might be inclined to do that when their pet or their child is in danger.
Sure.
Rather than this is not how we act. Makes me want to vomit, actually.
I think you should have a talk with your cat and tell your cat to toughen up a little bit.
Well, I think my cat, you know, my cat is 6 pounds. Jeremy. He's 6 pounds.
But you toughen
pounds.
Up, little cat.
You know, I think if cornered, he would probably do some damage. But then do the parents sue us?
Oh,
your cat clawed my child, who was now the victim.
Right.
Ugh. You know, I think the bottom line of all this is, Gretchen needs to stop teaching piano lessons.
Wrap it up. Be done with it.
We solved everything.
Be done with
it. All solved.